Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. USDA has also revised its outlook for U.S. soybean production and prices. Here's Gary Crawford again.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting that the U.S. soybean crop this season could come in at 4.15 billion bushels. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says compared to what USDA was projecting a month ago,
you had a little bit of an increase in area, a very modest amount of increased area, a downward adjustment, about 1.5% downward adjustment to 50.1 bushels an acre for yields. And so overall, you have about that 1.5% decline in production from the previous estimate.
All of this making for that projected soybean crop of 4.15 billion bushels.
And year over year, that would be down 130 million bushels.
Or about 3%. That new voice there belongs to USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski. His Outlook Board folks are mainly concerned with projecting what's going to happen to that crop in this next marketing year. Mark says that except for exports, which could be down this next season by a small amount, you've got crush and other uses of this smaller crop higher than last year. That will take ending stocks for this crop down compared to the past marketing year, which just ended, down by about 12%. And so,
given the little bit tighter supplies, we raised the season average price 20 cents per bushel.
So now Mark expects the season average price for the soybeans about to be harvested to come in at about $12.90 a bushel.
But that is down year over year by $1.30. So for last marketing year, as that season winds down, we're looking at a season average price of $14.20. And again, we're expecting that to decline to $12.90 this year.
Or a decline of about 9%. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Farmers Union fly-in happened during the week of Big Iron. Delegations from both the Dakotas and Minnesota attended. The Wisconsin Farmers Union sent 16 representatives. That state president, Darren Von Ruden, says they spent time talking to lawmakers on topics that include the Farm Bill.
Yeah, that was one of our main talking points, and really want to see a Farm Bill get signed into law this year, certainly knowing that that's going to be a hard row to hoe because of the other budget issues that are going on right now, and then just the other issues that are going on within Congress and within the party debates between each other. It seems like the Farm Bill discussion is not high in center right now, or the biggest priority.
However, following the discussions with lawmakers, Von Ruden expects action on the Farm Bill by the end of the year.
Looking like probably can see something coming out of the Senate for sure before the end of the year. They're not going to get it done before the end of the current Farm Bill due to expire the 30th of September here. And looking like the Senate's definitely on pace to get something done before the end of the year. But right now, the House of Representatives is another question, just depending on how soon they can get current government shutdown issue taken care of.
Wisconsin Farmers Union members also discussed trade, dairy labeling, and right to repair. You are listening to Inside Agriculture. We do this every morning at this time. Let's take one more break, and we'll be right back.